Well, the first step is admitting it.
I got a summons for jury duty. I can't do that. What happens if I get on one of those big trials? I could be away from the office for months and months and months. Dr. Becker? Margaret? Oh, what? Jury duty?
Oh, right. Yeah, look, I've been getting out of jury duty for 20 years. I write a letter telling them I'm a healthcare professional. I can't be away from the office. Throwing a dying patient or two, and they get off my back.
Well, what should I do? We don't have any dying patients.
Linda, we're all dying, like me now, listening to you. Write a letter. I don't know. Handle it.
Okay.
John, you know serving on a jury is a civic responsibility. It's the price you pay for living in a democracy.
No, Margaret, the price you pay for living in a democracy, the morons can vote, say anything they want, and procreate at will. You're not fooling anyone with that, you know, civic responsibility crap. You just want her out of your hair for a couple of weeks.
She said months.
Look at this. I got jury duty. And this is not the regular form. This is a registered letter. And they nailed me.
They got me, too. That letter idea of yours didn't work at all. And even after I said they've been letting my boss out of it for 20 years because he made up some dying patients.
You said that?
Well, it's not like I used your name or anything.
You used my office stationery.
Oops.
Well, you know, why don't you just tell him I cheat on my taxes?
You cheat on your taxes?
No. What a mess. Now we're going to have to shut the office down, you know, reschedule patients.
Interesting. You told her how to get out and got yourself in. I should check my Bible. I'm not sure if this comes under do unto others, wages of sin, or jawbone of an ass.
Put the Bible down. Nobody gets hurt.
Maybe we'll both be involved in a big murder case.
Oh, I think there's a real good chance of that. Oh, my God. Hi, look, there's been a mistake. I really should be let out of this.
Sign in, sit down, and wait for your name to be called.
No, you don't understand. I can't be away from my office. I'm a doctor.
Oh, you're a doctor. Sign in, sit down, and wait for your name to be called.
Listen to me. Jury duty is for them, not me.
You think you're better than those people?
Don't you? Fine, I know. Sign in, sit down, and wait for your name to be called. Excuse me.
New fish, right?
What?
It's your first day.
Oh, yeah.
Leo, Arnold. It's okay.
John Becker.
Hey, don't look so miserable. The city's great if you know how to play the system.
Yeah.
I mean, they pay us $40 a day, right?
$40, really?
And that's just a start. You see, while we're sitting here, I'm not just sitting here.
Okay, where are you?
Across town, collecting welfare under the name Maria Lopez. I'm also down at unemployment as Tom Pappas and his brother Nick. I love New York.
Oh, Dr. Becker, there you are.
Oh, this just gets better and better.
I can't believe I'm getting paid to sit around, eat candy, and do nothing.
I'd think you'd be used to it.
Yeah, but the interesting people I meet here don't sneeze on me.
Interesting people? Where?
Right here. Claire's been married 8 times. Bill has 6 toes. And Rudy over there is lactose intolerant.
How do you know all this?
I've been here 10 minutes. Oh, and there's a woman over there who could blow spit bubbles out her nose.
Oh, Linda, come on. Nope. Good heavens, look at that.
Jury selection for courtroom B. Step to the front when your name is called. Mark Altobelli, Barbara Farkashevsky, Sydney Maltz,
Any of those you?
Not today.
Oh, and Linda, you're in this group.
Thanks, Herb. Herb's gay and his wife doesn't know it. Well, here it goes. I can't believe that somebody's life could hang in the balance while I make up my mind. What a goof.
Morning, Reggie. Coffee, please.
Margaret, it's 10:30. No work today?
With John and Linda on jury duty, I am getting my work finished in record time. Without patients and doctors, a medical office runs like clockwork.
Yeah, Becker hasn't been in here all week either.
Greetings, everyone.
Well, that didn't last long.
So I see the Losers Club has a new member.
I'm just taking a break from work. You do remember work, don't you, Bob?
Ooh, well, as the French say, I surrender. Reg, coffee, please. Just put it on Bob's tab.
Don't you mean Linda's tab?
Her money, my money. What's the difference? It all comes from the same place.
Bob, when are you going to get tired of sponging off Linda?
Sponging off Linda. What a lovely thought.
Oh! Reggie, has anyone ever told you that your coffee tastes a little bitter?
Bitter? No.
Well, I thought you might try adding a little chicory. It gives coffee a nice flavor.
Chicory, huh? Well, maybe I'll give that a try, thanks.
You know, they sell chicory at the market across the street. You could go get some now.
I'm a little busy right now.
You might actually be busy if you put a little chicory in your coffee.
You know, Margaret, I do believe the place down the block puts a little chicory in their coffee.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? You're gonna kill me!
That's Jake!
What are you, blind?
What happened?
Some truck almost hit me.
Are you hurt? Do you need anything?
Oh, Margaret, no, I'm a little shaken up, but I'm okay. I mean, I'm just trying to walk across the damn street.
Well, let me get you a glass of water.
You know, Specs, that was a close call. Maybe Tommy found another way to get around.
Good idea, Bob. I'll buy a car.
Bob was talking about you getting a seeing eye dog.
Oh, no, I don't want a damn dog. I've been getting along fine without one for 10 years. My cane works just fine.
You mean that white stick with the tire tracks across it? Come on, let Bob get you a dog. I know a guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what Jake needs, a dog that just fell off a truck.
No, it's not like that at all. Although, if anyone needs a bread maker, I know another guy. The dog I'm talking about belonged to my mom's boyfriend over at the home. Old man Cherney. He died last week.
Thanks anyway, Bob. I don't want a dog.
Well, maybe you should think about it. You were almost killed out there.
I'll stick with my cane. I don't want to walk down the street with a dog and have people say, oh, here comes that blind guy.
And what do you think they say now? Here comes Tiger Woods and his 9-iron?
That's that. I walked in. Lawyer asked me what I did for a living. I told him I was a doctor, and they said I was excused. Leo, Maria, whatever your name is, nice knowing you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not how it works. You were excused, not dismissed.
What's the difference?
Look, if you get on a case, chances are you're out of here in a few days. But if you don't, you're stuck sitting here for 2 whole weeks.
Then I want to get on a case.
Well, then you shouldn't have told him you were a doctor.
Unlike you, I only have one identity.
Well, your problem is you let him know you were smart. That was stupid.
What am I supposed to do, go in there and pretend I'm stupid?
That would be smart.
I mean, I gotta sit in this room for 2 weeks because they don't want people who are educated, informed, intelligent? You know, who do they want?
Guess what? I got on a jury.
Well, there's my answer.
And guess what else? The other jurors elected me chief.
Foreman?
No, 5 men and 7 women.
Oh. I can't remember. Did I mention anything to you about putting chicory in your coffee?
Only every single day for over a week.
Well, I wasn't sure that you heard me.
Look, Margaret, I don't want to put chicory in the coffee. People seem to like it just the way it is.
Oh, most people are just too nice to say anything.
Yes, most people are.
Jake, you settle this. Reggie's coffee is too bitter, right?
It is not. Jake, tell her my coffee is fine.
I'd be glad to give you ladies my opinion. If I was the stupidest man on earth.
Hey, can we please turn that down? I'm trying to read a book.
What?
A book. You know, cartoons without the pictures.
Shh. I'm about to tell who kidnapped Shannon. So put a lid on it, Gumby.
Oh, gee, Dr. Becker, you're still here.
Yes, Linda, I still haven't been picked for a jury.
Oh, well, don't take it personally. It doesn't mean you're not special. You're just special in a different way.
Thanks for the pep talk.
You should feel lucky. You get to relax and watch the soaps. Since I haven't been at work, I never get to watch them.
We don't have a TV at work.
Oh, right. We don't have a TV in the storeroom. What was I thinking? So if you'll excuse me, as the leader of my jury, I have to select today's lunch. I'm thinking Chinese. After all, the murderer is Chinese. Sorry. Allegedly Chinese.
Armand Bogdasarian, Marge Kendall, Charlotte Morgan, Simon Borkman, John Becker.
Hey, that's you. Or is that me? No, that's you. Go ahead. Good luck.
I don't need luck. I'm going to get on this jury by being exactly who I am. An educated, well-read, intelligent individual.
Dr. Becker, I'm going to ask you the same question we ask all prospective jurors. Do you feel you can be fair and impartial in this case?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm currently reading a book by a noted law professor on ethics and the law.
Excused?
So do you feel you can be fair and impartial?
Actually, I'm reading a book on legal ethics.
Excused?
So you'd have no problem being impartial?
I'm reading a book.
Excused?
I can't even say book!
Hello, everybody. Let me introduce you to Rocky.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
What a sweetheart.
What a coat. Oh.
Please, God, let Rocky be a dog.
Now, I know you said you didn't want a guide dog, but I figured what could it hurt to give him a try?
Hey, listen, I don't want a damn dog. Hi there, fella. Okay, now what if I did want a dog? What's the catch?
There's no catch. Can a guy help another guy just to get a good feeling from doing something nice? No, really, I'm asking.
Oh, what the hell? Guess it couldn't hurt to take him out for a spin.
Jake, I think you need a lot of training to have a guide dog.
Hey, between the two of them, they got six legs and two eyes. Let them work it out.
Well, if anyone asks, I'll be having a cup of coffee down the block.
Hey, I serve coffee.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you put some chicory in your Margaret?
Here's an idea for you. Get off my back.
Well, forgive me for trying to help you improve your business.
My business is fine.
Ah, what business?
Do I actually have to put chicory in the coffee to get you to shut up?
One scoop in each pot.
You just don't give up, do you?
You know, if you two would continue this fight in a vat of creamed corn, Bob would never have to go back to a certain club in Queens again.
I was saying, on Friday night, I tell my son-in-law, you can't find a job if you don't look for a job, but frankly,
shh. Some of us are trying to find out if Donna's really dead.
John Becker.
This won't take long. Tell me what happened, man.
This case involves a same-sex relationship. Do you have any feelings about that?
Well, it's not as taboo as it once was. I mean, just now in The Young and the Restless, Clay and Brett had a very nice commitment ceremony.
We accept this, juror.
What, really? I'm accepted? Oh, that's great. Just give me a second here. Let me go grab my my coat and my book.
Excused.
Oh, damn! The book.
What's going on? There's actually people in here.
They're here for the coffee.
Yeah, no, really.
It's true. Word spread about how good it is.
Wait a minute. Your coffee?
Yeah. And why is that?
It's smoother and more flavorful.
And why is that?
Because I had a chicory.
And whose suggestion was that?
You're like a pit bull with this thing. You won't let it go. All right, it was all your idea. You get all the credit. Are you happy?
Now I am.
So, Jake, how'd it go with the dog?
Bob, you were right. This dog is amazing. Sit. Sit. Huh? I mean, he stops at corners. He opens doors. Already knows the whole neighborhood.
So you really like him, huh?
I love him. But I gotta give him back.
I don't get it. You just said he was terrific. Why would you want to give him? Whoa!
Oh, my Lord! What is that?
Hey, that wasn't me.
That's Rocky, and he's just warming up.
Oh. That's horrible.
Yeah, and this is a big room. Try being alone with him in my tiny little apartment. He slept on the bed, I slept on the fire escape.
We should take him to a vet.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely a medical condition.
I suppose I could take him to the vet. I mean, after all, he is so smart, he is so sweet, and oh, my God. Oh, man. All right, Bob, take the dog, take the dog.
Oh, man, Bob understands. He also understands what killed old man Cherney. Oh. I'll take him back to his family. They live in Jersey. They'll never know the difference. Come on, baby.
Wait a minute. Hey, goodbye. Goodbye, old fella. I mean, it's not your fault that you're... Oh!
Oh!
All right, get him out. Get him out.
Rocky, no, not again. Hey, this door's stuck. Rocky, cut it out!
No, you couldn't be more wrong. Your entire thesis is built on a foundation that's shaky at best. It's a simple matter of quid pro quo.
You are way off base here, Becker.
Oh, look, if Clay put Jocelyn through college, at least you should agree to have his and Brett's baby. You know.
William Miller, Letitia Sanders, Raji Sanjayarwati.
That's Arwati. R-Y-T.
John Becker.
Yeah. What courtroom is it this time, Herb? A or B?
Neither. You're dismissed.
Oh, what, they're rejecting me now before I even go in?
Not excused. Dismissed.
Oh, really? I can go home?
Haven't you had enough?
Well, okay. You know something? It's really not okay. Do you realize I spent 2 weeks doing absolutely nothing?
And the city thanks you for your service.
My service? Yeah, can you explain to me how my sitting on my butt for 2 weeks doing absolutely nothing is a service to anyone? You know, no wonder the courts are so screwed up. You know, they have no use for anyone with a brain or an education. And forget it if you actually make the mistake of admitting that you've read a book. There, I said it! I read books! This place is like a prison. No, you know, that's not true. You know, prison's a lot better. At least they have books, you know, and weights and ping pong. Better yet, they have sex.
Once again, the city thanks you.
Forget it, Herb. You know, I'm out of here. But before I go, let me just say something. You know, your system may have bent me, but it did not break me. Because I'm going out into a world that wants my talents, that values my intelligence instead of punishing me for it. Because out there, I can make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, it's starting. Oh. See? See, I told you. Didn't I tell you? Jocelyn's pregnant. This is great.
There's an hour of British comedy from the Small Potatoes Gang and a bit of Fry and Laurie a bit later on. Straight after tonight's film, Melanie Griffith stars in Working Girl, next on Paramount Comedy.